we continue, inshallah, the discussion. We have reached the 11th point of benefit. From the benefits of this hadith is the word yes stands as a perfect statement. The word yes stands as a perfect statement. And this was evident in the answer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This word yes can even work to the extent that if the wali of the woman, the guardian, says to the person asking her hand, "Zawwajtuka ibnati," I give you my daughter in marriage, and the people present ask him and say, "Do you accept?" And if he says yes, then this is considered as legal acceptance. And if a person is asked, "Did you divorce your wife?" And he says yes, then this is considered also a divorce. The next point of benefit, which is number 12, the eloquence of the Arabic language. The eloquence of the Arabic language, using few or using words with few letters, standing as perfect statements. The 13th benefit, the similarity in terms of the offspring can be for both parents. However, sometimes the resemblance or the similarity of the son or the daughter is more towards the father's side, and sometimes the opposite, and sometimes equal, and sometimes neither this nor that, but most often is the former cases, mostly to the father or to the mother, or equally both. The 14th benefit, that the person may have similarity to his maternal uncles, to his maternal uncles. Because if he is inclined towards his mother in similarity, then his mother, her similarity is towards her family's side. So therefore, he would be inclined to similarity with his maternal uncles. And this is a perceived reality, it's an occurrence. And it's also evident from the hadith of the Bedouin. The Bedouin who said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "O Messenger of Allah, my wife gave birth to a black boy." Meaning he was like asking the Prophet, how could this, when both parents are white and they gave birth to a black boy? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "Hal laka min ibil?" Do you have, or have you got camels? Have you got camels? He said, "Yes." The Prophet ﷺ said, مَا أَلْوَانُهَا What colors are they? What colors are they? The man, the Bedouin, said, Red. He said, Red. The Prophet ﷺ asked him, هَلْ فِيهَا مِنْ أَوْرَقْ Is there any gray one among them? Is there a gray one among them? The man said, Yes. The Prophet ﷺ said, مِنْ أَيْنَ أَتَاهَا Whence comes that? Whence comes that? The man replied, لَعَلَّهُ نَزَعَهُ عَرْقٌ Maybe it is because of heredity. Maybe it's because of heredity. So the Prophet ﷺ said, فَابْنُكَ لَعَلَّهُ نَزَعَهُ عَرْقٌ Maybe your latest son has his color because of heredity. And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. And in Bukhari it is 7225. So similarity could be in color, in perplexions, in peripheries like fingers, palms, feet, and the like, from the side of the father or from that of the mother's side in similarity. And that's why when Mujazzir al-Mudlaji, when he saw the feet of Zayd bin Haritha and his son Usama, he saw their feet while they were covered, and their feet coming out from under the cover, he said he saw their feet. He didn't see them. He didn't know who they were. So he said, "Inna hadhihi al-aqdam ba'duha min ba'd." These feet are from one another. So the similarity can have different ways to it, or in different manners, in perplexion, in color, in peripheries, etc. The 15th benefit, giving various proofs regarding a certain matter. Because the Prophet ﷺ said in the answer, he said, yes. And this is a legal dalil, legal evidence, which is sufficient for every believer. Then he added a physical evidence, a physical proof. When he said, فَمِنْ أَيْنَ يَكُونُ الشَّبَهُ Otherwise, where would the similarity comes from? And therefore, this brings another benefit, that the dalil, that using proofs which would be convincing from the legal and from the physical angles, also from the intellectual side, if possible. Because the more the evidences are presented, then the more the person would feel comfortable. And this great matter is vividly illustrated in the situation with Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he said, Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyi al-mawta, O Allah, show me how you bring life to the dead. Allah said, awalam tu'min, yani, aren't you believing? He said, certainly. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. So that I feel more certain, stronger in faith. So because what's examined and seen is not as what is brought in information or in news. So Allah showed him. In the example of the birds. In the next verse in 2:261. قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ. Take four birds. Then cause them to incline towards you. Then slaughter them. Cut them into pieces. And then put a portion of them on every hill and call them. They will come to you in haste. And know that Allah is Almighty, Always. The last point of benefit, it may be taken as a kind of evidence for meaning, similarity can be taken as a kind of evidence for affirming the lineage, Because he said, فَمِنْ أَيْنَ يَكُونُ الشَّبَهُ. Whence similarity comes from what? What stands as a support for this? This is supported in the story of Utbah bin Abi Waqqas, the brother of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas. And the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, and in Bukhari volume 3, there's number rather 269. Utbah bin Abi Waqqas took a firm promise from his brother Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas to take the son of the slave girl of Zam'a into his custody as he was his, meaning Utbah's son. Because Utbah committed adultery or zina, and he had the son from this zina. So one after he died, there was a dispute between his brother Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas and Abd bin Zam'a concerning this custody of this son. So in the year of the conquest of Mecca, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas took him and said that he was his brother's son, and his brother took a promise from him to that effect. Now, Abd bin Zam'a got up and said, he is my brother and the son of my father, the slave girl, and was born on my father's bed. Then they both went to the Prophet ﷺ. So Sa'd said, O Messenger of Allah, انظر شبه. Look for his similarity. So the Prophet ﷺ looked, and he found a clear resemblance with Utbah bin Abi Waqqas. He passed this similarity, but however, he based the ruling on a greater and stronger cause, and that is the bed. So when they both went to the Prophet ﷺ, Sa'd said, O Allah's Messenger, he is the son of my brother, and he has taken a promise from me that I will take him. Now Abd bin Zam'a said, he is my brother and the son of my father's slave girl and was born on my father's bed. Allah's Messenger said, the boy is for you, O Abd bin Zam'a. Though he saw the resemblance, the Prophet ﷺ, but he went for the ruling which is based upon a greater cause, and that is the bed. When he said the son is for the bed, meaning the man on whose bed he was born, and stones, meaning to be stoned to death, for the one who has done illegal sexual intercourse. So he affirmed that this son goes to, that he is a brother for, now for whom? For Sauda bin Zam'a now. She is the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam still considered the resemblance with Utba. So that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his wife Sauda to screen herself from that boy, as he noticed a similarity between the boy and Utbah. Utbah bin Abi Waqqas. And the boy did not see her till he died. This is from a precautionary stand, due to the resemblance. So this indicates that resemblance can be taken into consideration in rulings whereby a precautionary stance may be the outcome. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This brings the end of the discussion on this hadith. The hadith from Umdat al-Ahkam, hadith 31 and 32. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم